Hey, everyone, before we get started into this week's show, just wanted to give you a heads up. A lot of you have been waiting for the new Critical Hit t-shirt. Well, good news. It's available now for your order, and it's going to be shipping November 10th. Majorspoilers.com/store is where you can check out the official Critical Hit t-shirt. Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Lots and lots of action these last couple of weeks. I know I've enjoyed it. What about you guys?
Yeah! We've been doing good.
Well, took a little while to dust or knock the rust off, but yeah.
Which gives Rodrigo a chance to twirl his mustache and go, All right,
Rodrigo has a mustache this
week. Oh, I got plenty of mustache to twirl right now, dude.
He can twirl his beard.
I'm like George Harrison Haggard right now. All right. So, when we last left our heroes, they had found themselves in a mystical tower of danger. They fought some brick monsters.
This worked so well last time we did it.
They fought some brick monsters. Yeah, but this time you're going down the tower.
That's better. Tower.
That's why we're doing better.
Yep. Gravity's on your side. which really, if you consider, if you think about how the Torkoal tones tend to roll, that is an advantage. So, fought some brick monsters, marble brick monsters, and a glowing spirit personage. People. Then found themselves free-falling as giant bronze blades try to chop them apart, somehow survived that, only to find themselves accosted by spirit wolves and the master of the spirit wolves.
And also, he plays a mean pan flute.
Guy. Yes. Zamfir was his name?
Which
Howitzer Explosion Guy.
Which they also defeated.
And I'm so glad he didn't explode at the end of that.
Yeah. He's a...
Now we resume.
That guy.
Yeah. He was pretty tough.
Yeah, that guy, and he was doing a goodly amount of damage. Yes. Like, I don't think any single critter has done that much damage to Torque.
No.
Like, you know, proportional to his hit points at any given point in the campaign.
Still,
I would agree. That's
maybe the Daggeron.
That's probably some of the hardest hits I've ever taken.
But I think the Daggeron had a couple of like bursts, so a lot of the stuff he did included Torque and just hit everybody else as well. True. And of course, a breath attack. The Daggerons like so much. Any dang ways.
Daggerons?
Daggerons.
We pick up as the party consisting of Seven Owls Wise, Albrecht Ghostbeard, Ket Hazard, and Halston Thorkelson, a.k.a. Torque, find themselves in a room where now the only spirits are the ones that are thankfully still housed within their frames. The room does not seem to have an obvious exit.
So examine the room?
Does it have an unobvious exit?
That would be thievery.
Thievery.
I will do perception first.
Okay.
You tell me what you rolled. Oh, okay. Just add
It'll
your perception
20,
modifier
20,
instead.
20. 20 total.
Okay.
17.
Okay.
Nat 20 with an 8.
Wow.
Excellent.
Okay.
30.
All right. Well, you guys start to figure out which whether there is some kind of mystical way out or whether it's some sort of trapdoor. And, of course, Albrecht, who for the first time in this whole campaign finds himself inside a stone structure, realizes exactly where the trapdoor is.
Yay, Dwarven heritage.
Yep. And he finds the little switch, and a trapdoor opens.
Of course, he warns us where it is first, so we don't all...
Oh no, I'm sorry. It's not a trap door on the floor. Oh, okay. Hidden door.
Okay.
Yeah. Gringo High Mark IV. Yeah.
What? A little dwarven humor there.
A little.
So anybody need to heal up before we go through this?
Torque?
Do you have any healing surges left to heal up?
I have two. If I use one, that'll put me back to top.
Wow.
Oof. Well, we're not out of the tower yet.
Nope.
Okay. So you guys take some time to rest and recharge your encounter powers at the very least.
Get Torque all bandaged up.
So do we get... Only if we spend some healing surges do we fill up?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no, I'm not going to do that. We don't keep those temporary hit points anymore?
No. Nope, temporary hit points go away.
They dissipate.
Oh, I should probably actually spend my two healing surges that I actually used during the encounter.
I prefer the word apparate. Okay.
And you guys go through the door. Onto a very large hallway. The hallway is basically still made of that marble. It has a we'll say violet and gold inlaid carpet that you guys basically don't pop out right out the right where the carpet is. You guys are coming out of a wall. So the carpet goes across all the way up some stairs, some wide kind of amphitheater kind of stairs, onto a big set of double doors. And above it is the is a symbol, which is an iconic looking open book with an eye on both pages. So it's, it's that thing where they cut it into the stone in such a way that it kind of looks like it follows you around the room. But you can tell from your dwarven senses that it's not mystically following you around the room. It's just good masonry.
Good carving. Eye on both pages, huh?
Yep.
Two eyes?
Mm-hmm.
Possibly not.
Isn't he supposed to only have the one eye?
Typically. Maybe he thought some sort of a cord meeting ground would be a good idea, or maybe we're dealing with something else. So we continue forward and we'll probably get more answers.
Seems reasonable. Okay, so you guys head towards the book room, as it were?
Sure. Sounds good to me.
Okay. As you guys walk forward, you see that on the sides of this hallway are these big stained glass windows, and they basically look like they're kind of three parts. At the very bottom it is blue glass with like orange and white fishies, cut into it. The next layer looks like grass, and there's grass and white flowers, and then behind it, it's probably actually four separate parts, and then behind it some mountains. Kind of these gray and kind of snow-capped mountains, and then above it, blue sky. And as you guys begin to walk forward, you notice that the shape of the glass begins to change as you move forward, as well as the colors. The sky turns black. The mountains begin to get these little red speckles, first at the top, then moving down the mountain. Then the grass turns to fire, and then the lake or the water up front turns to basically brown glass with just some fish skeletons on it. As the glass begins to melt, and basically magma starts pouring out onto the hallway. And as it does, you guys can see that as the magma begins to pool, because presumably you guys start to move away from it.
Magma.
As it begins to pool, you see a structure come out of it that sort of forms itself into this segmented leg type thing. And eventually these 8 legs come out as the magma just bubbles up into a thorax. And you end up looking at 4 magma spiders in this hallway.
Let's talk about the spiders because Bruce Otter is listening.
Yes. Ignore the fact that they are made of magma for now. They would be hairy and squirmy and...
But the ones with scrappy. The big fangy things sticking out of their multi-eyed
mandibles
face.
And chelicerae and...
Moving in that mechanical way that looks so very satanic.
Bulbous eyes, yeah. Sticking out in all but they also have like, you know, they have a bunch of big eyes, but also those 2 little eyes.
The red ones.
Right at the end of and when they move their mandibles, do they have the 2 big ones that look like the big mustache and then underneath?
Yeah,
they have like a babby little mouth. Yeah, they have that.
But all of that, and imagine it now on fire and 14 feet tall.
The lava's just bubbling.
How big are the lava spiders?
We'll say they're probably... 10 feet at the top of the top of their butt, basically,
that
which would
make
be the highest part.
Do they walk like that with their butts
they're
in the air?
Leaning, they kind of lean forward and with their butts not sticking straight up, but they just kind of up a little bit.
They're more stationary, of a hunter style, right? They're not spider, or are they actually moving?
No, they're moving towards
they're
you.
They're actual moving
yes,
creatures.
For to eat you. For
because they are spiders.
At least they don't have any face flaps.
These do not have face flaps. They are very clearly not void in origin.
Because they are spiders.
Time to draw a battle map. Okay. 7 Owls Wise Initiative.
17.
7 Owls Wise Initiative.
Hey.
Well, I guess we can't crack 30 every day. Cat.
19 low.
Damn it.
So 3 tiered.
I'm going to guess these guys have the high one.
Probably.
Do they have a bonus to their dex?
Yes.
Then yes. So 19 middle.
Yeah!
Wait. He has a higher dex than you?
Apparently!
He's got an 11. I've got a 10.
Amazing. amazingly enough, if you guys try to do the high five in character, you just end up slapping each other in the face. Torque.
19 high. My dex is a +2 bonus.
All right.
So, 19 high middle?
Yes, we'll have 19 low, 19 middle, 19 high, and 19 platinum plus.
Are the you got the plus?
I'm thinking they're platinum plus.
I didn't even know I had the plus.
Yep.
Matthew or Torque, how do you want to approach this?
All
right. Well, tell you what. Yeah. Why don't you guys have a quick in character interaction? You guys can like strike battle poses and then like lean over.
Torque, which one do you want to go for? Yeah. One on the left, one on the right. Split them up, take them down together. What?
They made a fire. Let's hit one together and see what happens. And then if they get really tough, we can split off.
All right.
We might get lucky.
So I'm just going to kind of push everybody front.
Mm-hmm.
You should do your ice blasty power.
Going to.
All right.
All right, top of the round.
Okay, Albrecht.
Which ice blasty power?
You should get an ice blasty power.
I'll work on it.
All right.
Because I have one that's actually ice or cold, and then I've got one that actually kind of freezes them in place, but isn't ice.
That's a wonderful story, Bodhi. I noticed you stopped stuttering. I got one where I can cut them in half.
All of them require you to touch them.
I got another one where I could cut them in half.
It's going to be awesome.
If I can bind them, I can cut them.
17.
17, okay.
Wow. Slow.
God.
You friggin' turtle.
I rolled a 3.
For a moment, I thought he rolled a 5. Which would have put him at 19 as well. Which would have been amazing.
Yes, everybody goes at 19 as the name of this episode.
No, 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 19. 19, 19.
Feels good to be 19 again.
All right.
Vietnam, Sussexicon.
So, top of the round.
Vietnam, Sussexicon.
What do you guys do?
Go at 19.
Yes.
No, 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 19. Sticking songs in my head.
Okay, we'll move up here and take one of its little legs and, well,
rip it off.
Giant legs and try to skewer 7 hours wise.
So he's got a reach attack.
Yep. Oops, like it.
Also, as it approaches you, you start to feel a burning aura.
Owie.
Of fire that burns you.
Owie, owie.
Hot tongues of fire.
I'm dead.
I am the god of hellfire.
Possibly.
And I bring you spiders.
You've got hit points.
Oh, yeah, I do, but still.
That's going to be a...
You've got more healing surges than torque.
34 versus AC.
Hits.
Okay. 4. 8 damage. And eight ongoing damage. 5 fire. Save
21.
Ends.
Ongoing 5.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be that guy's turn. Then... Oh, yeah, and we'll call them Drider, because that's a Drider. That's a drow with a spider body. We'll call that one Webs, because it's got a little web. We'll call that one Elemental, because I couldn't come up with a better one, and I didn't want to call him, like, Magma. Fist is good. We'll call him Fists.
Spider Fist.
Spider Fist.
Does whatever a spider fist can.
And then the other one we'll call Vortex.
I need last week's issue of Herc still.
Vortex!
Only until tomorrow.
Huh?
Then the 10-day window closes.
I don't want to review it.
Okay.
I just want it because I've been picking up Herc, because Herc is a fun character and been written by a fairly decent writer.
Red Hulk been any good? Or whatever.
I haven't seen any of the Hulk stuff.
Webs is gonna move up here. And attack. He'll attack Albrecht.
Alrighty.
Yay!
Spread the damage out some.
He looks more chewable.
Really?
We'll see. I'm a tough little piece of meat.
Little.
Let's see. That will be a 30 versus AC.
I think that'll hit a bit.
Okay. You take 6 damage and ongoing 5 fire.
Ah!
Yes. It burns.
Is the 6 damage normal?
It is. Yep. Okay. It's just impact damage.
I'm just going to go ahead and put it in.
Okay, that's Webs. Fists on 19 double platinum plus. No, Webs went on 19 double platinum plus. Fist goes on 19 platinum plus. He will.
Neither of those should be back yet. Have you used? Oh, you haven't used that one yet? Then you'd have that one at least.
He will declare. No, he will declare a charge against the first enemy that he can reasonably charge that is not on the other side of his opponents. So basically, he'll charge anything that gets here or past. That is you guys.
Okay.
So our encounter powers are back?
Yep.
Okay. So the spider's like sitting there with one leg kicking back pissed.
I imagine 2 legs.
Yes. Kicking back dust. Or, you know, making fiery holes in the ground.
Yes, that too.
Torque.
Fiery holes. Oh, how far apart are the two spiders of flame?
2 spaces each.
Take 4 fire damage.
Just basically just see it hunching up.
Say what?
Whispering.
Take 4 fire damage.
For doing what?
For being close to them.
Yes, being
okay, I thought it was my turn.
Twister doesn't
it is
go
your
yet?
Turn. You start your turn in the aura. Nope, he doesn't go yet.
You're an aura. Okay, can I get to where I could attack both of them?
No, not
you could use come and get it.
Well,
I don't want to necessarily do that. Bring them close and light me on fire. There's no way I could be within.
They're already close enough to light you on fire.
We're pretty much already getting the on fire.
Fine, let's move them in and I will attack them.
So come and get it.
Yeah.
Roll it.
Rolling! Hey! 18 plus 14 is 30-something. 2.
What does that target?
32. That targets each enemy in burst you can see. I think it's strength versus AC. Yes, it is strength versus AC.
Okay. That
are they there?
Will hit.
Furious Assault is an encounter.
Yeah.
So I have it back.
Yep.
It's a new encounter.
Where do you want this one? Right in front of you or kind of catty corner?
Say go catty corner.
Would be my suggestion. I'm sorry, the audio is doing the blur.
Should be fine now.
Okay. Do you want this guy right in front of you or catty corner?
Catty corner is probably better.
Okay. Yeah, because that would keep him more than 2 spaces away from a...
It would make it harder for them to frank one of us immediately.
And go ahead and roll damage. If you're going to use your Furious Assault, you need to declare which one you're doing it against.
All right. It's a friend of mine. I'm checking the thing. It's a friend of mine.
Still checking the thing.
You hit an enema. An enemy. An enema. I misspelled enemy. So it deals extra damage only on one of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to attack the one that looks more like a spider. I will give the extra damage to the Drider, which is a spider. 9 plus an additional 11 for Drider.
So 9.
9 for what's his face, and 20 for Drider.
Okay.
So you have a creature with the head of a spider and the body of a drow. Does that make it a spite owl?
That would make it a sprow.
There you go.
Okay. What else?
Are there other things? How big is their radius?
For their aura?
Yeah.
It's 2 squares.
Can I duck back out of the radius and be less on fire?
Not without provoking opportunity attacks. Also, you're gonna mark them.
Well, you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to if you're.
I'll go ahead and mark.
Okay.
They're right there by your silver guy.
Yep.
It just occurred to me that I have a power. May I? Okay. I've actually been ignoring this, and I think I got this a couple of rounds ago. Immediate reaction, melee a basic attack when an adjacent enemy hits you. That's a once-a-day item power, right?
It's not, I don't think, is that your bracers?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's a once-daily item power. I can actually do that. Is that when any enemy hits me?
Yeah.
Did it say any enemy or an adjacent enemy?
It says adjacent enemy.
So it's when any adjacent enemy hits you.
Mm-hmm.
These guys might not be adjacent when they hit you since they do have a reach.
Okay. Neat. I just realized I had that and now I intend to use it. In case they hit me. Yes, my turn is over.
Has the Twister not gone yet?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Albrecht, take 5 fire. Then take...
5 fire.
4 more.
4 fire. Okay.
So 9 total.
Ow.
Owie. Alright. Shift up here.
Oh.
Oh, don't that's do flanking. That. Yes. Never mind.
That's a brave dwarf.
It's called a dwarf.
Figure out what these things are.
They're giant fiery spiders.
undead?
Do they have to be creepy?
Especially when their eyes are all like half cocked.
I will try to, which?
No, they're not zombie magma spires.
Oh, come on.
I need to get two more levels ahead, and then I'm going to put that template on them.
Nice.
Zagmiters.
Yeah, I'll try to put the, get one of them to face Spider Dazed with Wrathful Thunder.
Cool.
That's good. Let's see, that'll be 28 versus AC.
28 versus AC will hit.
Awesome. A 15 damage and dazed and thunder damage, and dazed until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
I think I'll go ahead and spend my other action point.
Cool.
And go with... we'll just do Hammer of the Gods on the same spider.
Cool.
Nice. That'll be a 30 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Awesome.
Look at Steven taking notes on what their AC is. Look at him.
I do that almost all the time.
So that's 19?
19, yes, radiant damage.
Okay.
And any ally that hits it before the start of my next turn, the target will take an additional D6 radiant.
Okay.
And that'll be my turn.
Webs, obviously.
Mm-hmm. All right. Would you like... Well, you don't get a choice. Save versus being on fire.
All righty. Come on, less on fire. Yay, nat 20!
That's a good time to have a nat 20.
Cat, take no fire damage.
Yay.
I'll
take no fire damage anyways.
Then get up in there.
I'm thinking about it. That's part of the reason I was telling you no. But I don't know if I want to petrify those two right there.
Get to the back.
Or if I want to start shooting the guys in the back. How far away are they? 1, 2, 3,
no, they're not even
five,
bothering us right now.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 spaces to that one.
If it can petrify them, they may not bother us at all.
That's true.
Well, I can't petrify. The petrify is a close burst, or close blast 3.
Petrify.
And everything else I have is a range 10, so I'm going to be attacking up front anyways. But...
Petrify.
You want me to petrify the two up front, Matthew?
Petrify.
I'll take that as a yes.
We'll see.
I'm going to get myself stuck between
a rock and a hard place.
A torque and a hard place.
That too.
Kind of. Between a torque and a
two
seven.
Hard places.
A torque and a hot carapace.
Between torque and 7.
Ah, nice. Here.
And then I will go with Vestige of the Onyx Queen.
Okay.
It's up so I can hit both of them since it's a blast 3.
Nice.
Roll it.
Just roll the die.
Shut up.
Should go for the speckled one.
Yep.
Should have went with the speckled
one. 11 versus fortitude.
Yuck.
It's not going to hit.
Anything on a miss?
Yeah, it's a daily, and, well, I know most warlock dailies are dumb, but.
This is not reliable.
Seven poison damage? No. Seven halved.
Three.
Six poison damage. I forgot to add the actual modifier. So yeah, six poison damage. And they are slowed save ends.
Okay.
I also shift to Vestige of the Onyx Queen. So that stuff happens too.
Is there an actual petrification keyword?
No.
No? No?
Your power doesn't say, like, petrification is one of the
keywords. It says arcane poison.
Okay.
Why, are these guys immune to petrification?
Yep.
Ah.
So I choose this awesome power, and then you just do nothing but throw things at me that'll not...
It's almost as if they know.
All right, two things. First off, you know I don't pick my monsters that way. Second, you had a whole fight 3 minutes ago in which you could have used that power.
Yeah.
And fourth, shut up.
What about third?
Shut up again.
A whole fight where I would have petrified all my friends.
Yes.
Okay, so that was 6 poison to both of these guys?
Yep. And they're both slowed save ends.
Okay.
Don't make me go all Mrs. Garrett.
Girls, stop fighting!
At least they're not immune to poison, I hope.
Ooh, that's a good thing to look. Nope, they're not.
Awesome, somehow.
Good, because my Eyes of the Vestige now deals an extra D10 poison damage.
Yay!
Yeah, the Onyx Queen Augment is pretty spiffy, because I don't get to use my implement on it at all. Mm. And
Yeah.
Then, curse webs, I guess.
Okay.
No, I can't curse webs. I have to curse Strider.
So what happens then?
The curse?
Yeah. Not until it drops.
I put my curse on it.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it, and it knows that I'm looking at it. I can't curse webs. I have to curse Strider.
Oh, come on, Strider.
Because it has to be the closest enemy.
Right, right.
When it drops, one creature within 5 squares of me takes a -2 penalty to fortitude until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
That's the most complicated thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not.
Well, it might be the most complicated thing he's ever heard.
Shadow Jacket!
Yeah, exactly.
Can I hurt Brian?
I believe you do almost daily.
Wait, go back. I think you just took a shot at me.
Okay, you done?
Yeah. I'm done.
Okay. Let's see. How do they want to play this?
Should have action point commander strike made torque hit webs. For all the extra radiant damage.
There will be. Oh, yeah, there is that.
Because that only lasts until your next turn?
Yep.
Vortex will just move up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll just go up here. 4 now.
Menace.
Yes. 7 owls wise take 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. No, yes.
9
damage.
Yeah, pretty ongoing.
All right.
1, 2. Nope, just 7. Sorry.
7 damage.
I said that's the whole reason we kept Webb's kitty corner.
Wow. I'm almost bloodied.
All those burning kitties.
All right. Oath of Enmity.
Okay.
Supreme Avalanche.
Now, does the feat say that you can only do it once per day? What's the feat called?
Feat. Bonus feat. Oh, that's the racial feat. She got blasted. Disciple of Divine Wrath. Once per encounter.
Nice.
Religion skill, Oath of Enmity. Enmity. Once per encounter.
Okay, then Supreme Avalanche onto the... Rider there.
Actually, if you can shift around and get to Webb's, you can do a extra damage because of his bonus. You get to deal extra radiant damage every time you hit it.
Yeah, but how am I going to get over there?
I'm not sure if you have anything that
I do, but I'd rather use my Supreme Avalanche because it's got all sorts of awesome Krakatoa powers, and the minute I move over here and try to flank, this guy gets to charge, right?
You could, if you have something that lets you shift.
Sure I do.
You could just take this.
I can move my speed +2. I can shift my. I can shift 2 squares. I can. Dance of Swords. Let's see. Dance of Swords movement. I can move my speed +2. If any opportunity attacks are made against me during the movement and miss, you gain combat advantage against the enemies that missed until the end of your next turn.
Oh, you already spent your action point, haven't you?
Nope, we got it back.
Nope, you didn't.
So if you already spent two action points this day, then you've used
No, I haven't spent two action points. I only spent one action point three episodes ago.
Oh. All right, then you still have
so,
it.
So yeah, you could if you could get yourself over to here, you could waylay on him, action point, waylay on him some more.
Yep. Waylay doesn't mean that.
What?
Yeah, you mean whale.
You mean whale.
Waylay means to, like, keep somebody from getting somewhere when they want to.
Really? Yeah. So waylay that spider from doing so.
How many squares do I have to move to get over to that side?
One, two, three, four.
Yep. The spider will be waylaid by 7L's wailing.
I got a counter power, minor action. Use this power during your turn to make a move action. Plus, I can incorporate that with my Dance of Swords. Or no, I'm sorry, my... graceful maneuver, which allows me to shift half my speed, because if I move, I'm going to provoke an opportunity attack from that guy, right?
Yes. If you have an encounter power that or an encounter power lets you use a minor action as a move action, you could minor shift, and then use your normal move action to get over here, and then you could just waylay with the daily or melee with the daily. Anyways, wail on him with the daily.
Is that all right if I shift my
wail at him and melee with the daily?
Is it okay if I shift my oath?
Shift your. You can't shift your oath.
Well, because I already claimed it on this person.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So if you have to,
if Rodrigo's not going to allow it to move, then just go.
Oh, you mean you haven't used it at all?
Well, I said I was going to use Oath of Enmity on this person.
Right. Okay. No. Yeah. If you're taking it back all the way to the beginning of your turn, then yeah, you can use it on someone else. All
right. Let's go over to that other guy then.
Okay. So use your thing to shift as a minor.
Yep.
And then move over here.
Yep.
Then Oath of Enmity?
Yes.
As another minor action?
Is Oath of Enmity a minor action?
It is a minor action.
Okay. Oh. That'll be all your actions. Okay.
Undo again.
Bah.
So just smack the Drider. Just smack him.
Just smack the Drider.
So I don't get the most, you know, optimization out of my...
So what are you doing?
What I wanted to do the first time. Oath of Enmity.
Okay.
Supreme Avalanche.
All right.
5 minutes later, back to the basics.
Yes. Nat 20. And a 19.
Nice. Nice.
So,
nat 20 Avenger.
Is max damage, right? That's Caustic 38 soul. Plus 5 because it automatically kicks in my centered flurry of blows.
Let's do that later.
Okay. 38
Okay.
Damage.
Does your key focus do any extra damage?
Oh, critical. Yeah, it does.
Roll it.
All right. My critical on this is a 2d6 damage. So that is 9 damage on top of that 38, so that's
47.
Okay. And I can shift one square. I'll just... well...
I would shift around him a little.
You mean next to him?
Yeah.
No, because the closer I get, this guy can attack.
True.
And I'm almost bloodied.
Mm. Okay. He would be able to charge you at that point. So,
I choose not to shift.
Okay.
At the moment. So you got 47 there.
That'll bloody him.
Plus 5 for the flurry of blows.
Mm-hmm.
52 damage.
Plus action point.
Ah!
And... which one am I going to use here? I think I'm going to do my open the gate of battle, even though it's not my opening move.
Okay.
Right? I still got... oh, wait, no, I can't. I can only use this once.
Nope. It's a turn thing. It'll go away at the end of your next turn.
No, but there's something on here.
Actually, you might...
oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
you might... it says you can...
I just read the entire effect.
Yeah, but I was just looking to see. No, it's right.
Yeah.
No, that's right. I can roll this again.
Yep.
All right, so now I'm going to, what did I say, open the gates of battle on the same one. And we've got an 8 and 8, and so that's
16.
20 versus reflex.
20 versus reflex will not hit.
Why do you bother with that attack?
What?
I don't think I've ever seen that attack hit.
No, it hasn't. But, you know, hey, thought I'd try.
Someday it's going to hit.
Higher than 20.
And when it hits, it's going to knock your... Never
mind. Hey, you know, 52. Bloodied him in one punch.
You bet.
Multiple punches. So now I can shift? Yes, no?
Punch, minor, punch. Yeah, I think you still got a move action.
Well, it's not going to... If I shift back, I'm still within the range of attack plus the yep. sphere of fire. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to do
But you're
good.
Not in... You're not in opportunity attack range, because I okay. can only take opportunity attacks if you're next to them.
Okay.
So moving back there tactically could help you to get around somewhere else
okay.
without having to spend a move action to shift and another to move and okay. then deciding to Supreme Avalanche anyway.
I do have a question with the monk kookiness.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when you use the... Since all of his at will and all of his encounter powers have both the...
Their full disciplines.
The full discipline. The... dailies are not full discipline.
Right.
Can you use the move?
Yeah.
And
as
daily?
Long as they're like if you use a full discipline, you're locked into using you can't use another full discipline move action. Or if you use a full discipline move action, you can't use another power until you've used that power.
So he'd be able to use the full discipline move power off
of
the
open the gate even though I didn't hit.
Right. Cuz Supreme Avalanche isn't a full discipline, right?
So I can move my full speed plus two. So I can
and
move
not
all
provoke
the
way. Opportunity
so
attacks.
I can move all the way around the other side.
Yeah.
So let's do that.
Here?
Yep.
So and you don't provoke opportunity attacks?
Don't provoke opportunity attacks.
Okay.
And save against fire. 4.
You do not save.
I do not save. Ah! My poor saffron robes!
The other option would have been to set yourself up so you're more than 2 squares away from any spider.
Yeah, but I still have to move to attack. Unless I use a range basic.
Is the
attack.
Aura if you start your turn there, or mm-hmm. is it? Yeah, you'd have to move to attack, but you'd be outside of the aura when you start your turn.
That's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Top of the round.
Be
Drider
is
be slowed, but he can still shift. So Drider's gonna shift here. Yeah. Going once,
Matthew.
Going twice.
Hit him. Matthew.
I hit him.
Okay.
Rude. 25 to hit.
It'll hit.
Yay! Cool.
12! Woohoo!
Yes.
Plus 7 is 19.
Alrighty.
Kablam. Okay. 19 in the face. Is he dead?
Nope.
Is he injured?
He's bloodied.
Yes. He's been bloodied.
Yep. So he'll shift over there.
I hack him in the face again.
That's why you got to hack him in the face, was because he shifted.
No, he moved twice. I saw him.
And yeah. then he's going to attack Torque.
I duck.
We're going to Torque with attack.
How's he going to attack me through Ket?
He's got reach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Long, spidery
legs. Will
that give
him concealment or whatever?
He gets cover. It's not going to hit.
Concealment.
He uses Ked as a human shield.
What? Yep. Next up is Webbs, who is dazed.
Yep.
And slowed.
Yay!
Yay! But that's okay, because
he's just going to attack.
Take a bite out of Torque.
Gonna take a bite out of crime.
That's going to be a 30 versus AC.
Yep.
4, 9 damage, and ongoing 5 fire. Save ends.
Okay.
Where'd Torgo? Oh, there he is.
Fire bad.
Yes, fire bad indeed.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And that'll be his turn. And next up is Fists. And he is going to...
Mosey on up and start punching?
Yep.
Hello.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, yuck.
Yep.
So he's going to charge here and attack Ket. Well, he'll charge here and attack Ket.
Maybe I should have taken that space over.
He would have attacked you earlier.
Is it above a 20?
Yes.
It hits.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, is it above a 23? I have concealment right now.
Oh. Also, yes.
Okay. I forgot I was a warlock. The heat waves are shimmering me, but apparently these guys have no problem with heat waves.
Take 9 fire damage.
9 fire damage?
Yep.
Yay.
Wait, no. 9 damage and ongoing 5 fire.
I hate you.
They're used to it, on account of all the displacer beasts they eat.
It's their primary prey.
So I have ongoing 5 fire?
Yep. And let's see. And that'll be that guy. Torque.
Yes.
Take 5. Wait.
6.
Are you sure?
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Why 11?
Take 11 points of fire damage.
Why?
You have ongoing 5 fire, and you're within 2 squares of 3 spiders, each of which deal 2 points of fire damage.
Okay, that's just mean.
Hmm.
Mean and hurtful.
And Bernie.
Okay.
Now what?
It's your turn.
Awesome. No. Let's see. Do I have any way to do a thing that I can do a thing? They're how far away?
One of them's within 1 square of you. Other two are within 2 squares of you.
Yeah, one of them's actually adjacent to you. Technically.
Would I be able to be at a point where I could hit more than one within a burst one?
Yep, you can shift up one and hit 2 of them.
Okay. I used my come and get it. I'd like to shift into that position and try a sweeping blow.
Do it.
Groovy. Sweeping. Love is only sweeping. dangly parts. 32 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. How does that power work? 1 weapon plus strength, and I get a bonus equal to 1/2 of my strength modifier. My strength modifier is a 5, so that would be a 2. So 1 weapon would be 6 plus strength modifier, which is 2, and then I get an additional 1. So, yeah, that's 9.
9 damage?
Damage.
Okay.
To each of them.
And 2 radiant.
To what?
To what?
And 2 radiant!
To get off of webs. Was Brian rolling
the extra d6.
D6s. Yeah.
All right.
When does that end? Into your turn?
Yeah.
So, next.
Okay.
All right.
And our bloody webs.
Okay.
Alrighty.
I would like to mark them if I can.
Yep.
They can be markled.
Yep.
All right. Now, I use my action point. I do not have an action point. Is this correct?
Yes.
Correct.
Okay. So, would it do me any business to move?
You already moved an attack, so you're...
Okay, so I'm saving against fire.
Okay.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. 13.
That'll save you.
Okay.
Albrecht.
Alrighty, so take 2, 4.
Let's see, you are not on fire. No. So 2, 4, yes.
All right. Almost bloodied over here.
Yep, alright, go ahead and get you healing surge plus 9 plus 3 is 12. With the 3 temporary hit points.
So 12 total, plus my healing surge?
Yes, healing surge plus 12.
Okay, and do I have to spend the healing surge for that or not?
Yes. And everybody else will get 3 temporary hit points, well, including you, and including me, and I'll get 5 back.
You catch almost, those? Almost all the way up.
You catch those temporary hit points, Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alrighty. And I think I'll try to go ahead and weaken this guy with,
webs?
Wait, no, that's a ranged attack. No, wait, inflict light wounds, yes. Weaken webs with inflict light wounds.
Maybe. Web weakener.
Ah, that'll be a 21 versus AC. Eh.
21 versus AC will not hit.
Nope. All right.
Isn't he still dazed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
23 versus AC.
Still not hit.
Ah.
I tried.
Good try. Yeah. Wow.
Brutal.
I think I've been forgetting that. 5
plus brutal.
So, 7 damage, and he is weakened until the end of my next turn.
Poor webs.
He's weakened? What does that do to him?
Makes him weak.
It means really? He deals half damage.
Oh, yeah.
Just to get out of his...
Of course, his fire still does the same damage.
Yeah, his fire does the same amount of damage. Just his attacks deal 5 damage, or...
Can't weaken his fire.
Yeah. And then you shift back?
Yep. Just to get out of the one aura. Largely.
Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Ket, let's see. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Just 9.
These are all separate instances, correct?
Yes.
So I'll take the 5 and resist it, and I'll take the 2 and resist it, and I'll take the 2 and resist it.
Okay.
Fire. I'm going to shift here. It should put me 2 squares away from both of these guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks it.
All right, so I'll curse him.
Okay.
I'll find one.
I got a quarter.
Okay.
And I will use Chains of Levistus on that dude.
Okay. He's going to get cover, I think.
I think so.
There's a direct line.
Yeah.
Okay.
No cover.
Spivvy. Stop that computer. 22 versus fortitude.
I'll hit.
Ooh, yay, good. Fortitude!
Yay.
Alright.
14 cold damage.
Okay.
Now, if he moves before the end of my next turn, he takes an additional 2d6 cold damage.
Nice.
Cold damage. Doesn't it give him, like, double? Because he's hot and it's cold?
It does do something to them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe slows or immobilizes?
It slows
blow
them
up. Oh.
Slows.
It slowbilizes them.
It gives them plus 7 to their damage and makes them move faster. No, it slows them.
Because now they're hard.
Move, minor, standard.
That's it.
Is there anything that's going? Did you give anything bonuses to stuff what gets hit?
Okay.
I think I'm good.
Okay. Save versus fire.
Meh. 10. Sure. Meh. Save when I don't care about it.
Works for me. All right. Let's see. Vortex is slowed. And if he moves at all, he takes more damage?
Yep.
How much damage did he take to begin with? I'm sorry.
I don't remember. 14.
It's like 23, wasn't it?
Well, my max damage would be
20. Oh, no. I wrote it down.
Okay.
This is the first time he's been hit. Mm. I was like, oh, I forgot to add it up. I was like, no, that's it.
No, that's it.
That's the damage he has on him. So he's slowed, and if he moves, he takes damage, right?
Yep.
Okay. Let's see. I think...
Is it worth it?
Oh, certainly.
Oh, yuck.
He, like I said, he hasn't been hit. Until now. So, could he charge Torque by charging up here?
I don't see why not.
Space would be closer, wouldn't it?
He'd have to move here first.
Mm-hmm. Then move one closer,
He'd already be within reach here. Yeah, that'd be one, two.
Yeah, see, those are both two away.
So he'd be able to charge. Yeah,
so he'll just charge
one,
there.
Two.
Rawr. And attack twerk.
After it takes six more cold.
Okay.
Oh, I'm fastly running out of things I can do, guys.
I think we all are.
Fastly?
Quickly.
31 versus AC to work.
Vastly.
31 does hit.
4-6 damage and ongoing 5 fire.
Never mind.
With great expeditiousness.
Okay. And that'll be that for that guy. And 7 owls wise.
I think I'm going to do my Dance of Swords attack, and unfortunately, because...
Oh, first off, well, 5, 9, 1, 2...
Is that the attack where you balance a sword on your head and belly dance like Prince's ex-girlfriend?
Wait. Nope, 9. Wait, no. 1, 2, yep, 9.
Yeah. Stupid big creatures blocking the squares.
Because I moved, I can't use my Oath of Enmity on... Mm-hmm. On the webs guy. What happens if I hit him? Anything?
Not
anymore. You could shift and charge.
Dance of Swords. Gotcha. 18 versus reflex.
Will not hit.
Nice knowing you guys.
And... I can use my Dance of Swords move action to move back some.
Okay. How much would you like to move?
Probably about 3.
And that's a shift?
No, that's a move.
Are you okay with being attacked?
Only if they hit me.
So you're only okay with it if they hit you?
I'm only okay with it if they don't hit me. Okay. Let's see. No, how about I'll use my graceful maneuver as my move action. Where I can shift half my speed, which will allow me to move back 3 squares.
Okay.
So, I better probably stay back there for a moment.
And you want to save versus fire?
I do want to save versus fire. And I do.
Hooray!
Yay, us making our best rolls on those saves.
Mm-hmm. Works.
I only got a 10.
Is there anything around that I can pick up?
Sure.
Okay.
There's some glass that was melted off.
Okay.
If you want, you could, grab my extra whip off of me, so you'd have at least to reach a 2.
Okay. We'll have to see what happens here.
Good. He would actually do... It would be basically the exact same thing, because he wouldn't get the proficiency on your whip.
True.
Plus, he would have to use his strength.
True.
And he's not good at that. So it would actually be worse for you to use the whip than to just throw something. Yep. You can just throw crap here. Drider turn.
Yay.
Is going to go. Oh, he's slowed. Let's see. He goes 1, 2. Yep. He'll go 1.
Hi.
And attack Ket.
Man, we got to figure out a way to kill these guys. I think we need to
hit better.
Focus on and be beating up some...
30 versus AC.
I've only been hitting one guy.
Are Webs and Drider both bloodied?
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to take 8 damage and ongoing 5 fire. And that'll be Dryder's turn. Webs is slowed and weakened. Yep. Who put the slow on Dryder, you remember?
Robert.
Does he have to save? He does not save.
It's also cursed, right?
Yeah, those should both be cursed.
Right. And Webs is slowed and weakened and marked, so he's just gonna take a bite of Torque.
A duck.
Probably. It's gonna be a 24 versus AC.
That hits.
Oops, sorry, right here.
Okay, with the weakening state, you're gonna take 5 damage.
Uh-huh.
And ongoing 5, which you already have, so it doesn't stack.
Yay!
And then Fists is going to also attack Torque. It's going to be a 32 versus AC.
No, that doesn't hit. The 25 did, but the 32 doesn't.
It's a narrow window.
Yep.
It's going to be 7 damage.
Okay.
And ongoing 5 fire, which you already have.
Okay.
So it doesn't stack. And then it's your turn.
Excellent.
We start your turn by taking...
a lot.
Yes, all the possible fire damage that you could take.
Bloody
two. Really?
Yes, he has beaten within 2 of all of them. So
13.
It's
going to
be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Okay. That puts me in a bloodied state. They take 2 points of middle finger damage and ongoing disreputable intent.
You remember to activate your half-orc resilience.
Okay. I've been bloodied for 2/10 of a second, and I'm so tired. Give me a second here. Yes, I will activate my half-orc resilience.
Cool.
I think since I'm 3/4 orc, I can actually get a little more than just the standard 5. I think I should get 7.5.
Yeah, man. But you get 5.32.
That'd be a jelly.
And then, of course, we round down because that's no fun. We got that. We got that. The other thing. Did that. And pushed that button over there.
Kill him.
How does this second wind thing work?
You spend your second wind.
You spend
a healing surge.
Uh-huh.
Recover that many hit points. And then you get a +2 to all your defenses until the end of your next turn.
Is that a minor?
That is a standard.
That is a standard. I don't want to do that. Then I will use my unstoppable and gain temporary hit points as a miner.
Go for it.
Ah! 2d6. Ah! Ah! That's 7. Plus my con modifier. Ha-ha! I don't know what that is.
Probably 2.
2. So I get 9 temporary hit points. Ah! That's a minor action.
Cool.
You know what happens when you have minor actions?
The cops show up and
follow them with major actions. All right, here we go. No, that's action against a minor.
You end up with a lot of coal.
Or with.
Who is bloodier?
The only one that you are adjacent to that is bloodied is Webbs.
Fine, he will take the initial impact of my cleaving blow.
Go for it.
And then we will carry over to whomever is the Nexus's. What is 24 against AC going to do for me?
That'll hit.
Okay, that's beautiful. Let's do that then, and then we push this button over here, and then I go like that, and I can't find the right thing because the USB port is malfunctioning. My mouse won't work. 7.
Okay.
Plus 7. And the second goon takes 5. So 14 for bloody person. And the second spider takes 5. Is he dead yet?
Neither one of them are dead yet.
How about now?
Let me check. Nope, still
wait,
not.
Wait.
No.
How about now?
What else?
You know what I'm going to do?
What you going to do?
I'm going to not move, and I'm going to use my move as a miner. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Can I do third wind?
Yes.
That's minor. Awesome.
Okay, cool. So I will do my third wind, and I will get a Framistat.
Okay. And
I don't know what my Framistat is worth anymore, but I will get one. That will be a healing surge. I will surge my healing. Okay, and those two are marked.
Yep.
Well, no, only one of them's marked.
This one's
because
marked.
The way that Reaping Strike works is you mark, you only attack one of them, and then the other one gets damaged, and you only mark when you attack. So Reaping only webs strike. Will be marked this time.
Okay. Or cleave. We're thinking of cleave that rather than
yeah, cleave. Strike. Sorry, that's what I meant. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So we will mark the one which is markable, and my turn will end.
Okay, Albrecht.
Alrighty. So you still got a healing surge left?
Oh, you're going to take 2 fire damage. 2.
Albrecht, go spear.
So do you still got a healing surge in yet, Torque?
I do, but I wouldn't use it yet.
Oh, okay. Just watching that.
Thank you.
All right. So I could burn my last daily and try to hold Vortex over there. Well, slow him. Well, maybe immobilized if I hit and ace.
Let's do it.
Or I could continue to focus fire on webs.
You know, we did so well when we were focusing on.
Yeah.
All right, I'll try to put a heal biscuit on webs. Shift.
What?
Recovery strike.
You're healing him? Why would you heal him?
No. No, he's putting a heal biscuit on him.
21 versus AC.
21 versus AC will not hit.
That's a big negative. All right. I guess that's my worthless turn.
Okay. Cat, take some fire damage.
Fire.
Kit, what is your fire resistance? Fire.
5. Cool. And enough to cancel out everything that they're doing repeatedly.
Kit,
yay. Interesting how this keeps happening. Somehow, Rob ends up being the character that has the resistance to the auras.
That's because I like resistances.
Well, you didn't get to pick one of them.
True.
You just ended up that way.
Yeah, but if you don't get a bunch of resistances as a...
As a Ganassi, it's kind of a waste.
Torque, hit webs.
Alright. 24 to hit.
That'll hit.
All right.
Add 3 to your damage, so D12 plus 10.
D12 plus 10?
Mm-hmm.
Is... My 12 fell on the floor, and now I have to re-roll it. Now I have to pick it up. Oh, I'm tired. All righty. Now it's under the computer. 10 plus 10 is 20. Oh, that much math I can do. Soon I'm going to start singing old Beach Boys songs.
Okay, what else?
Wouldn't it be nice?
It's still alive?
Yep.
I don't like that.
Well,
kill it.
Kill it with fire.
No, not fire.
Kill it with unfire.
Yes, unfire.
I'm going to shift 1 square that way. Yep.
Ooh. Will I still be able to shift up to that within 2 squares?
Are you going to be attacking Dryder?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why are you going to be attacking Dryder?
Because she's bloodied and I can.
So is Webbs.
Webbs is a lot more bloodied.
I can shift up to Dryder.
Agreed.
Shifting doesn't matter.
Shifting doesn't matter right now. I was going to block off Dryder as it couldn't get
fine.
The rest of us.
That's fine.
Hopefully,
That's fine.
I was going to try play tank.
No, that's fine. I'll do something else then.
So where do you want to go?
Where are you pointed?
Here?
Yes.
Okay.
And then do I have anything that I can actually utilize as a minor action?
I just got the one, and I'm seriously running low.
I think I forgot to save against load for webs. He saves. Right, you slowed both of them, right, Rob?
Yep.
Okay.
And I
Webbs doesn't matter whether he's slowed or not. He's doing what he wants to do.
And I don't have anything I can do as a minor action right now because Curse is nearest enemy that I can see.
Yep.
Alrighty.
And... Ooh! I can do my Curse damage on Webbs, though.
Yay!
Pop him.
Commander Strike is... Because Torque hit with Commander Strike?
No. It has to be a warlock power, doesn't it?
Well,
oh, commander. That might be.
Oh. Yeah.
Warlockers. If you hit a cursed enemy with an attack, you deal extra damage.
Okay.
Did he hit?
No, he didn't. So...
So no curse damage?
No, nope. Curse damage does not stack with Warlord's whatever.
Commander strike.
It's okay. I think you'll live.
Warlord's Commander.
Well,
but I don't want Webs to live.
What else? Save versus fire?
Meh.
Yep. Good job. Vortex. It's no longer slowed, I believe. End of its next, yeah. Going to... Nope, he's just gonna move. There. And attack Torque.
I duck.
It's gonna be a 30 versus AC.
Yep. Duck some
more.
It's
gonna be 11 damage and ongoing 5 fire. Which you already have.
He tries to push my head under the water, but I duck and get out of the way.
Basically, at this point, those three spiders are, like, reaching over each other so much that every once in a while, one of them will actually push its legs through the other one to stab at you, and then will grow another leg, and then that one will just keep the leg and, like, shrink its other leg. It's a mess. Seven Owls Wise.
We're going to just keep the extra leg.
They can only maintain so much body mass.
Yeah, they can only maintain so many legs.
Which one is bloodier? Webs is bloodier?
These two are bloodied.
But Webs is the one we've been focusing on.
Currently.
I'd say I've also kind of got Dryder tied up personally.
All right.
So if we can get Webs off of everybody
let's,
else.
Let's move up there in front of Webs. Yep. And I will unleash my fist of 100 strikes.
Okay.
Sixteen plus 12 is 28 versus reflex.
That sounds awesome.
That'll hit.
11 plus nice. 8 is 19. Plus 5 is
24
damage.
The and five is the centered flurry.
What's that? That's the 5 for the centered flurry. And I'm not. There's no way that I can hit this guy, right?
Nope.
Okay. No. Then that is it.
Okay. That's going to take Webs out.
Yay!
Oh, look. There's a guy right behind him who's fresh.
Does anybody hit Fortitude with anything?
Fortitude hits at 22.
I can target Will.
Do you have powers that hit Fortitude? Oh. Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Fortitude seems to be a weak point.
Yes. There's a bunch of guys who hit AC. I think he's got a few reflex powers.
Oh, yeah. I got a Dragon's Tail.
That'll hit Fortitude.
What do you want to attack next? We can...
Dryder, since she's the next bloodiest.
Okay. Dryder has a -2 penalty to Fortitude until the end of my next turn.
I'll make a note of it.
Which is before his turn.
Crud.
So, problem
doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm after. I'm before you, right?
Yeah.
Go with Will.
I can't.
No. Okay.
It's one creature within 5 squares of you takes a -2 penalty to Fortitude.
Yeah, I was like, that's weird that they would make a power that works. It's like it's the Warlock's curse, so you can actually end up with a situation like that. Yep, that makes sense.
What happens when I kill those magma spiders?
Visually, what happens?
Yes.
Basically, every time you punch them, they seem to have a crystalline core that has formed. And whenever you actually get to hit them, you feel that shatter a little bit more. And eventually it just shatters entirely. And they just pretty much immediately cool down into kind of like these amorphous blobs of obsidian.
Okay.
I see that attack power that you just used doesn't let you shift at all, does it?
Not after the attack.
Okay.
Darn. Because the only move action that I have... Oh, no, I do get a shift one. Yeah.
Shift...
Shift one square.
Yeah, you can shift one of those... shift here.
Uh-huh.
Because then that gets you out of the aura of the Drider.
What about the fisty guy?
You can't get out of his aura.
Okay.
I mean, well, actually...
He could if he goes that way.
Yeah, if you come here,
yeah,
you'd get out of both auras.
There you go.
Good job.
Call. All right. Let's kill some more spiders and...
All right. Top of the round, it is Drider's turn. It is going to... Shift... Well, it's just going to attack Torque from there. It's going to be a 24 versus AC.
That 40. Hits.
4. 11 damage. And ongoing 5.
I'm going faster.
There's something wrong with my mic, Steven. I'm hearing like this high-pitched version of everything I'm saying.
It's high-pitched version of everything I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got the
pitch shifter.
I've got the pitch
shifter.
This is
how I talk because I'm Rodrigo.
Shifter, it's the bitch shifter.
Ah, nice.
I'm Steven, and I'm also a dick.
Is this what's active whenever, you know, it's someone mentions about having the original...
the original issue.
Also, when someone calls for air quotes.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, I read that in the original issues is the nerd modulator.
And so it's they never should have.
Drider's turn. Fists is marked, so he's just gonna hit the Torque.
Fist of Drider.
27 versus AC, I believe, hits.
Yep, I love the fact that they're all named after Bruce Lee movies.
Yep.
There's Fists of Fury and Enter the Drider.
7 damage.
That was a good one. That was the one where he fought Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 7 damage.
Yep.
7 damage for 7 brothers, I believe is what it was.
Your turn, Torque. You're going to take some fire damage
here. Kill them all.
You think?
5, 6, 11. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I'm going to take a little fire damage because I'm Torque.
All right, I'm going to kill them all.
So I think you're saying
I'm going to use my daily power, kill them all.
Excellent. Oh, been waiting for you to unleash that.
He was saving it.
119 episodes.
Yep. All of my daily powers are named after Metallica albums.
It's going to be Stork walking around Manhattan being like, I wish I wasn't the Juggernaut.
Master of puppets.
Full industry.
All right.
Ah, Kurnifurban Darfen Herf.
Do you have any encounter powers left?
Let's see. I use my Victoria's Secret Surge. I used my come and get it, which is related to Victoria's. Never mind.
Did he do that in?
Yeah.
I used my comet fall charge. I used my sweeping blow. I used my comeback strike. I used my cover and attack.
You haven't used your cover and attack in this encounter.
Have I? All right, let's do that.
I thought he did with Sal.
No, not in this fight.
Okay, then.
Yeah,
that was in the previous fight against the things.
If it's worth using at this point?
Yeah, I don't know if it's actually worth using this turn. It might be worth using...
Covering attack, I think, does 2 weapon, doesn't it?
2 weapon, yeah.
But it also
does...
lets him shift an ally, so someone could get up next to them, you know, be adjacent to him, and he gets to shift them 2 squares out, so they can actually get out of the aura. It would probably actually be tactically better to save that, so he can pull someone out of there.
Are you sure? Because it might be tactically better for him to deal as much damage as possible to something that deals 2 ticks per turn.
I agree.
So if I'm getting hit with 10 and 11 points of fire damage every round, I would rather love it.
Right. So what you can do is shift over to Dryder, who's bloodied, and try to stack some damage over there.
Get rid of that.
Could do that.
But you also have those guys kind of locked up over there. You could shift over, and then you could get more in their faces.
The covering strike, what's the ally requirement? Is it an adjacent ally gets to shift?
Or adjacent,
it has to be adjacent to the enemy, doesn't it?
Adjacent to the target can shift 2 squares.
So yeah, if you shifted over to the Drider, I would be able to shift 2 squares and get up closer to try and tangle up those two guys while you focus fire on the one that we're actually hitting hard.
There you go.
Oddly enough, he might be a better tank in this fight.
Everybody happy. You want to do that?
Sure. I have no idea what he just said. Let's do that.
I think this is an awesome time for a miss.
It's getting to the point now where Rob is actually out tacticizing himself. 32 to hit.
That'll hit.
That's
excellent. Awesome. Damage is 8 plus 7 is 15. And there was a thing involved. Hang on. The USB port for my mouse doesn't want to work, so I can't actually switch back and forth and the things and the glaven and the nice lady with the face and the thing.
Well, that's going to take out Dryder.
Alt tab.
Oh, excellent.
Okay.
Dead Dryder with a reaping strike.
The Dryder.
Woo-hoo.
And I get a shift 2 squares?
Yep.
Oh, did I do reaping strike or covering attack?
You did covering attack.
Okay. If I did covering attack, there's more damage, even though that killed her.
What did he do?
He said, let's do that, which was what you told him to do, which was
why
covering
would I be
attack.
Shifting away?
Awesome.
He wants to get up there and tangle us.
I need to be the tank because they can do less damage to me.
Sorry, sister.
Jeez. Sister. You whine much?
Have you met Rob?
My name's Rob. I just spent 7 minutes telling you something that nobody would understand without a three-dimensional map and some sort of drugs in their system.
Awesome.
I wish I had some sort of drugs in my system right now.
Torque, Savers is on fire.
Savers is on fire? Holy crap. 17.
You save.
I'm good at saving versus on fire because that crap hurts.
Now, if only if you could prevent it in the first place.
Albrecht.
All right.
Take 2 damage.
Ouch.
Albrecht, ghost beard.
All right. So you want some more healing there, Torque?
Heck yeah.
Still got a healing surge on you?
I got one.
All right, that's all we need.
Is it?
Yeah, go ahead and spin that and, you know, get 11 more and 3 temporary hit points all around.
Whee!
Do they stack?
No.
Whee! Okay. I like the hit points with their temporary. Those are my favorite kind. But it turns out the princess is in another castle.
And then I'll try to spend my last daily hold foe upon the vortex.
There is no try. There is only do. Or get your head caved in.
One of those two is most damaged. Vortex?
Neither one of them are bloodied.
Okay.
So, well, I was figuring...
We kind of tossed a little bit of damage at both of them.
All right. I'm going after Mittens.
Yeah, well, that's what Mittens? I was assuming was the idea, but that's why I was wanting to hold him. Mittens? Keep him a little bit more out of the fight. So that'll be a 25 versus Will.
That'll hit.
Awesome.
25 versus Will. Now I'm stretching really far to make these things rhyme.
14 damage and is dazed and immobilized. Save ends both.
For Cyclone?
Yes.
Cyclone!
And I think.
Dazed and immobilized. Save ends?
Yep.
Nice.
Start. I guess I could move around and find Mittens. Then be in both auras.
So long.
Ah, crud.
Just get yourself like over.
I'm gonna be like right here, I think.
Oh, you can get yourself in this spot, and I'll just slide him on my turn.
Okay. Stupid dwarf legs.
Done?
Yep.
Okay. Cat.
Alright. Hey, I don't have any ongoing fire not to take.
Nope. You just have some aura.
Gloating is unbecoming.
Oh yeah, I know what I was gonna do. Curse fists.
Okay.
It's not gonna work.
I noticed. And I scrolled up too far. Eldritch strike.
I was thinking I'd work on the Trider now.
I might have. On fists.
On fist. Aw.
Yeah, that might be. 24 versus AC?
Yeah.
That'll hit.
Awesome.
Yay.
Didn't really think it would, but what awesome.
Was that, 24?
Yep.
Yeah, these guys are skirmishers. Their defenses aren't super great.
He takes...
They just deal a lot of damage.
Ha! Minimum damage of 9.
9, huh?
9 damage.
And he does.
Slide him 1 square.
Oh. Oh, yeah, now I can...
Now you can get in flank.
Yeah, yeah. He's not even bloodied.
And I will deal my curse damage to him.
Curse.
4.
Okay.
Oh, and I guess I will go ahead and step up in here.
Okay.
I'm done.
Alright. Vortex. Sad, because he's dazed at him. Oh, look, somebody's adjacent to him.
Yeah, we were within 2 of them anyways.
Yep. Yep, he gets very excited. He's like, oh. Actually, they mostly just make bubbling sounds. They're really more lava than spiders. Let's hit Cat.
Yay!
Everybody, let's hit Cat. Well, Torque saved. So let's hit Torque.
Confuse!
I'm trying, Torque. I really am.
25 versus AC.
Oh, I dodge.
Nice.
Completely unsuccessfully.
Okay.
Oh, I'm just going to say.
I'm going to say, throw me under a bus, Steven.
Take 9 damage and ongoing 5 fire.
Rodrigo knows what my AC is. He only asks me to, you know, to give the pretense that I still have some free will. If I tried to lie about my AC, Rodrigo would come down on me like the hammer of God. It'd be like, oh, you want to play funny, eh?
Yeah. That's definitely what would happen. You'd be like, oh yeah, my AC is 26, and then like the light from the hallway would obscure you. Turn around, and I would be right there
instantly.
Yep,
with a knife.
Yep,
with an Eldritch Cleaver.
All right, that was the Vortex's turn. He's gonna try and save.
No,
sadness. He is still sad. Seven Owls Wise.
I'm gonna use my charge and Reaping Strike on Mittens. Actually, I'm just gonna run up there and use my Dancing Cobra Strike on him.
Can you use Dancing Cobra as a basic attack? Oh, you're just gonna walk up then?
It's my at will. Yeah, I can move up there too. Yeah.
So you're gonna walk up or you're gonna charge?
No, I don't. I'm just gonna walk up.
Okay.
Mosey.
Wahop, y'all.
Let's see. 19 versus Reflex.
Nope.
Oh, plus 2, 21 versus Reflex?
Nope.
Plus, yeah. It's late and you want to be nice to us, 23 versus Reflex?
No such modifier.
The way I see it, the fastest way out of here is for these things to kill you.
All right.
Yonder lies the castle of my father. Yes.
That's it.
All right. Dryder is dead.
Dryder. Oh, it is officially stupid o'clock, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it is.
That's just about the time I get up.
This, I believe, is probably marked.
He is indeed. I called it.
No, Dryder was the last thing you attacked.
No, he was marked.
Ooh.
I marked him in the previous game.
Seven Owls isn't on fire.
Not right now, I'm not.
Neither is Albert.
I marked him 23 minutes
ago. Let's try that.
I'm not a Republic serial villain, Rodrigo.
That's a big number.
Yeah. 28 versus AC.
Do I have anything that protects me from fire?
Nope.
You sure?
I don't know. Pretty sure that...
burning.
Of awesome. Nope, I got poison and that's it.
When you get set on fire, your skin turns into a crispy kind of duck.
Hit me. Just barely.
Okay. That's going to be 9 damage. And ongoing 5 fire. Save ends.
Well, after you get 3rd degree burns, you do pretty much nerve damage, so you don't feel the pain anymore. So there's that.
Sure. And your skin's all crunchy like a pig.
Training was punching into hot
lava
embers.
yep.
on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't. He's not feeling this in his hands. That's not a problem.
My poor saffron robes.
Yeah, it's like, ha, ha, your fire does nothing to me. And then, like, this leg just comes down and, like, just, like, goes right through his foot.
Ow, my foot. Since they didn't teach me about that.
He only burned me
it's
on the...
It's right in the same spot.
He only burned me on...
on the bottom.
On the bottoms, on the soles of my feet. I never trained on the top. Any dang way.
And I'm dead.
Yeah, Torque. Burning the soles of your feet is not funny.
Kill him, Torque.
Take 9 fire damage.
I don't wanna.
I know.
What do you think about that, Mr.
Look,
Smarty
everybody,
Pants?
Everybody has to make sacrifices. You have to take fire damage, and I have to set you on fire.
Well, you know what they say.
To set him on
Give
fire.
A man fire, he'll be warm for a day. Light a man on fire, he'll be warm for the rest of his life. Oh, and now we're cha-ching. Can I get in between them?
Yeah. Take a step
if they're
going to
light my butt on fire anyway, I might as well get in between them.
Oh, you want to get in between the two guys?
I was thinking I could cleave them.
Well, there is that. I was actually going to attempt to move Vortex back one so as he would be out of the aura. I would be the only person in Vortex's
just
aura.
Just go with more damage.
Go with more damage?
Go with more damage.
Yeah, why are you drawing this out?
More damage.
I want this to be more fun from a tactical...
Shut up and kill it.
All right, so what do you do, Torque?
I cleave him.
Get up in
you'll,
there.
You'll have to step...
You can't get to cleaving without provoking opportunity attacks.
That may not be a good idea, yeah.
I'll cleave Ket.
I am in favor of this.
Can I jump over and hit whichever one is more injury-located?
Yeah. You'll have to pick one.
Fisty.
Okay.
Yay.
Fisty, that's biblical name,
Fisty,
you know.
You really felt like it. Jump back.
What good would that do me?
An additional +1 to your attack.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd be using a basic attack.
Uh-huh.
You'd be using
Reaping Strike.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you want to charge?
No, I want to use the Reaping Strike because if I miss, I still do damage.
Go for it.
Sounds good. Like
Babada. There we go.
There's a miss.
That's a 20.
Oh.
Yes, max damage.
He fought the Kryptonian, didn't he?
Deals max damage.
So calculate it out.
Calculating. Reticulating splines. My 12's under the computer again. Gotta buy another 12. 4, 5, 11, plus 19. 4, 5, and 11 is 20, plus 19 is 39. Carry the one. However much we need to kill them, if there's extra, just carry it over to the other guy.
What's the number then?
39.
39.
That's 39.
On 50.
Okay. He's bloodied.
Excellent.
Yay. Next. Up.
Mm-hmm. He's also marked.
Did you mark him?
He's marked from arced.
Okay. Yeah.
I have not ended my turn yet. I am all out of surges. What happens now?
You die.
You can't be healed if the power calls to use a healing surge. If it doesn't, then you can be healed normally.
Try for recovery strike, although the other dudes will have the chance to get it before you.
What?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
You set?
I set.
Okay. Save versus fire.
I take the calls. Pinch. 7.
That does not save.
It does not. I still on fire.
Albrecht. Take 2 fire damage.
Got it. And recovery strike upon the fist. Nice. That'll be a 30 versus AC with the flanking.
That'll hit.
+16 damage, and whoever hits him before the end of my next turn will get 5 extra hit points.
Okay.
5 extra hit points. You give me 5 extra hit points. sung to the tune of that wonderful song, One Ton Tomato.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
I'll stay there. Chill.
One Ton Tomato.
Curse. Vortex.
One Ton Tomato.
That's why.
Eldritch Strike. Vortex.
Why does it sound like we're just making stuff up now? Eldritch Strike, Vortex, Scrambled Egg, Nooch-a-Nooch. Yep.
How much?
30.
That'll hit.
30.
All right. Nine damage.
Hey, you're the one who picked a whip.
Even if I rolled a one on anything else, it'd still be the same damage.
No, it wouldn't. If you rolled a one on my thing, you'd still get 17.
You were attacking Vortex.
Yeah.
Eldritch Strike Vortex.
Slide Vortex one this way.
Okay.
So is... Well, it doesn't quite get him out of anybody's... Or get
it. So we'll just move him for no reason.
Yeah,
that's alright.
And now we're cha-chaing.
Yeah. If he remains controlled, I can slide him again on the next turn, and then he'll actually be away from everybody. Yeah.
7 turns from now, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be great.
What else?
Move up there.
Debating if I want to move up or want to move back.
Move up.
Well, pick one.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and move up here.
Cake or death?
And end my turn.
Okay.
Well, not before dealing my damage. For curse. 3.
Yay! Okay.
Soften him up for us.
Yeah. Alright. Vortex is dazed... And immobilized.
Yay!
So he will attack Ket. Wait. No, he'll attack Torque.
He'll attack Kar. Kar's over here, because Torque is in
feminine. That's true. And he's on fire. Yeah, might as well focus fire. Here comes the thing at Torque. Oh, that'll miss.
A duct.
Ket, the human shield, works wonders.
Then he's going to try to save, and he won't. 7 owls wise.
Dragon's tail on
I'll take.
Oh, 5.
5, 6, 7.
7. Don't forget, you're on fire!
Yep.
42. I got some popsicles down Dragon's on the basement to keep you cool. Just
muff mittens.
Oh. I thought that was a
not
tally
good.
Voice.
20 versus fortitude. I think that misses.
That hits.
Ooh, good. 1d6 plus 8.
1d6.
That is 14 plus centered flurry of blows is another 5, so there's 19 damage on that.
And he's knocked prone.
And he's knocked prone.
Yay!
He was just bloodied last turn.
He is not dead.
Oh, but he will
you...
be.
Oh, he's just knocked prone.
Yep.
Okay. We will say that he is prone.
Yeah, we'll say that he is. And saved on fire.
Yay!
Oh, and get 5 hit points back.
And I get 5 hit points back. 47.
Okay, top of the round. Fists.
My goodness.
Oh, sure.
Yes, this is an endurance match.
Yeah, it is.
Will attack. Oh, 7 owls wise, because he's not on fire anymore.
I might want to go get up there and tank it up.
It's going to be low. So, 20 versus AC.
Healing left?
There you go.
My smoldering robes caused a smoke screen that
minor
caused him to whiff.
For 2 healing surges.
He just expected you to have more skin.
Like, do you have any healing to give?
All right, okay. That'll be...
I've got to
give him more
love
healing
surges. Still, I haven't second winded. I can...
Torque.
Yes.
Kill him.
Who looks dead?
Mittens.
Take 9 damage.
Mittens.
Reaping Strike.
Mittens.
And billy boo billy boo.
Alright, I'm bloodied again.
Sorry. There's a lot I can do about that.
A boo billy boo billy boo.
I'll see if there's something I can do on my next turn.
Striping Reek in the face.
Okay.
You can make it where I'm the one to drop him, then I can heal you. No, wait, I can't. You still need a healing surge. Dang it.
11 plus 14 is 25 to hit.
That'll hit.
Man, I'm rolling low
your
today.
Stupid bonus.
What?
You got an insane bonus to hit.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was a bad thing.
What is the bonus? 14?
Yeah.
14.
I don't have any powers or things or movie people dancing around and giving monkey things. And
get a 16.
6 plus 7 is 13 points of damage.
All right, that'll take out fists.
Yes.
Aww.
Attack! Oof. Oh, and he had a curse on him?
Yep.
I'd like to cash in my action point.
You already did that.
Yep.
I'd like to cash in my briefcase and trade it for what's behind door number 4.
Fortitude, eh?
Go trip him.
I will.
That does.
I gotta wait my whole turn, though. Hmm? Gotta wait until it comes all the way around, though.
Anything else there, Torque? You can move now. You wanna go get in Vortex's phase while we're here?
Sure.
Or just hang back and don't get any more die. Damage.
Yeah, I would back up a little.
So you can charge in later.
Yeah, back off a little. It's only until the end of my next turn, so we'll have the next 2 to 4. But you might as well trip him anyways.
Why do people keep wanting me to charge?
Yeah, it's fun.
Because we want to ruin your credit.
Actually, we want you to back up so you don't take the 2 damage for starting your turn next to him.
Yeah, because the 12 that I've been taking every round is a problem. All right, let's go somewhere awesome.
Hey, we can't heal you anymore.
Yeah.
Let's go somewhere awesome.
Back up.
Oh.
Awesome.
I'll take it. Did Vortex save last time?
Save versus on fire.
Who?
You.
Me?
Yep.
Thought I just did that.
Oh, did you?
Well,
that was a turn ago, dude.
7.
That does not save you.
Well, crap cakes.
Albrecht.
Should I go over there and block or start to go to flank?
You can go to flank. If you can.
Well, he's still immobilized, isn't he?
Yep.
Alright.
So you don't need to block.
And dazed. So he can't take opportunity attacks, so you can, like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, awesome. Oh, well, awesome. Then I will recovery strike him.
Okay.
Or attempt to. Yeah, that'll be a 22 versus AC.
Nope.
This day's grant combat advantage.
Yeah. Yep.
24.
Oh, that'll hit.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, hey, Beavis.
I never know because it's supposed to be a penalty. And
we keep forgetting about this.
Yeah.
Brutal. Yay.
The reason why that is because people remember to apply bonuses. They forget to. They mysteriously forget to apply penalties to themselves. Mm. So if you're granting combat advantage, your game master will be like, oh, you've granted combat advantage. And it's the same thing with the player.
I see.
Go ahead.
So 20 damage and the floating hit point biscuit wherever hits him.
Which is probably going to be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in my defense, I'd like to point out that I forget the bonuses that work for me as often as the ones that work against me.
Sure. I this is players as a whole.
Oh, I see. Players.
Also you specifically, Matthew. You're a perfect little snowflake, and I love you. God, you just can't win.
How it is with
we didn't
us.
Mean you, Matthew. What do you mean you didn't mean me?
So I just
okay, also you.
Specifically.
Yes. What else there? Done. Okay, all right, Cat.
Ooh, fire. Yay. You can't take opportunity attacks?
Nope.
Eyes of the Vestige.
Eyes of the Vestige.
To the face.
Yep. Hey, nice. That should hit. 28 versus Will.
That'll hit.
That'll be 11 psychic damage.
Okay.
And 7 poison damage.
You damaged his sidekick.
And then, let's see. If the creature is already cursed by you, can deal the warlock's curse extra damage to that creature instead of. No. And then I'll do my curse damage to him.
Okay.
For another 2. And then I'll go ahead and spend my action point.
Okay.
To Eldritch, or Eyes of the Vestige him again.
Sounds good.
Which that one probably won't hit. So that's probably going to be a 19 versus Will.
Nope.
21 versus Will.
Still no. Wait. Yes, that'll hit.
Yay.
No, wait. Yeah, that works.
So another 11 psychic and 1 poison.
So 12 total?
Yeah.
Oh, buddy. Okay. What else?
I'm good.
All right. Vortex. He's dazed and immobilized, and his face hurts from eldritch blasts and dwarves. So he's going to try to get that dwarf off his back. It's going to be a 21 versus AC.
Nope.
And he'll try to save, and he'll save.
Uh-oh.
Duh. Lindsay Lohan had to go to rehab.
I held him
to
pretty good for a while.
Maybe that was a
no. Bad. I hit him. I get 5 healing, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
So 59 plus 4.
7 hours wise.
I'm gonna move 64. Over here. I think I can do that. I think I got 6.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit him with my dragon's tail.
Watch out!
And 17 versus fortitude plus 2 is 19 versus fortitude.
That will not hit.
Ugh. All right.
Even with Rob's bonus.
Yep.
Sadness.
What other bonuses
no,
are there?
If my bonus was
flanking.
In there.
I did flank. No.
He did the flanking. I gave him a -2 to fortitude that lasted until the end of my next turn.
It's, you just had your turn.
I don't like that trigger.
That's all right.
Not a great trigger for a warlock ability.
Yeah.
That it?
That's it.
All right. Top of the round. That guy's dead, y'all. I don't know why he's still in my initiative. Probably because it's late. Torque, take 5 fire damage.
5 fire damage.
Hey, that's like half of what you've been taking.
Yep.
It's a vacation.
Oh. Yeah, that's awesome. Fire is like pregnant, Rodrigo. You either you is or you isn't.
All right, I'll grant you that.
Take ongoing 5 pregnant damage.
No. I don't know, the cellulite certainly seems like
for the next 9 months. Happened to me the other day at work. Girl showed up at my desk crying. I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "I don't know." And that's a 1 to attack. So that's pretty much just going to sit over here and maybe I'll break wind.
Okay.
Can I mark him?
Yes.
I didn't call Reaping Strike. It should have been a Reaping Strike.
You didn't call anything, dude.
Yeah, you didn't.
He's just like, I miss. Next.
Works for me. At least the turn's moving along. Albrecht, take 2 damage. Savers is on fire.
14. And I'll go with the heal biscuit yet again. Recovery strike! Okay, that'll be a 27, 8, 9.
That'll hit. Did you save Torque?
Did I save Torque?
You save versus
on fire.
You're on fire.
Oh, should I roll?
Yes, please.
16 damage.
3.
Still on fire.
Floating heel biscuit.
Yeah, I'm the one who goes right after you.
Hold your action.
Dead.
Oh, he's dead.
Yay.
All right.
Woot.
Heal him.
Okay, heal.
Oh, you don't need, why do you need to heal me? Can't you heal Torque?
No, Torque's out of healing surges.
Oh, so I got to use a healing surge.
And get 3 more.
I get 3 more healing surges?
All right,
actually,
so
4. My wisdom modifier is 4, so 4.
Albrecht.
Doing it wrong.
Albrecht's gotten, like, all the kills.
Yeah. Heck yeah!
So, it's I tell you, we're indoor. Like, for once, we're underground. We're indoors. He's surrounded by bricks. He's fighting magma monsters. This kid's in, you know...
Oh, just give me some zombies and I'll smash them.
Exactly. Some zombie giants, and he'll be like,
Let me ask you this. Do you have something that wraps up in the next couple of minutes, or is that ongoing? Okay.
Really?
Then let's go ahead and wrap up in the next couple of minutes.
Well, we could... The other thing is we could wrap this up and then do
it
that.
It is 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Someone has a meeting, but not me.
Okay. Fine.
I don't know. Well, we can go ahead and take a break and then come back and do the next one if that's what you want to do. Whichever ways you think is going to work best.
How many shows do we have?
3. You have enough for a 4th episode?
We can do that and listener mail, but we'd be like, hey, listeners.
I think that sounds awesome.
Right. All right. So
we'll just wrap it up.
Wrap it up here.
Well, no,
I mean,
we'll finish up.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. All right. So there you guys are. You guys finally throw enough blankets on Torque to put him out.
And the hallway begins to reconstitute itself. The glass unmelts into its previous shapes, and the magma turned obsidian pools begin to melt into marble bricks.
That's creepy, man. I heard this story once where a guy had an enchanted wagon and it would kill people, and then every morning it would turn back into normal, and this is creepy. Its name was Christine.
Honk, honk.
So do we need to continue to walk up towards the library entrance?
Do you guys want to continue?
I've been set on fire 17 times in the last half hour. If we don't continue now, I'm going to be a little bit...
That was like the last half minute.
Yeah. I say we just go up and see.
It seemed like forever.
All right. If you want to continue.
I said, does it seem like safe that we could rest?
Not, I don't know. Not if things are just going to melt out of the walls and start attacking.
Let's keep moving. Them spiders could come back.
Do you have anything, if we're in the presence of Vecna, do you have anything to say? Maybe
I've got a couple ideas.
All right.
I'm going to drink a potion of healing.
Maybe you could.
That's not going to do you any good. You need healing surges for that.
Yep.
What about a healing pad?
You also need healing surges for
that. If we have the potions of regeneration.
Which we don't.
Son of a monkey. All right. I'm going to sit over here and bleed.
We'll stop the bleeding.
No, no. Any blood that started to leave your body immediately got... turn into sausage as it
coagulated.
Yep.
What?
You never had blood sausage?
Yeah.
What? That's on.
Must be a German thing.
It is.
It is. It is definitely a German thing.
All right. Moving on.
Ich habe nicht gefickt in Schreibmaschinen.
Yes. One of those, please.
Like Schadenfreude.
So you move towards the doors that have the big book above them.
Mm-hmm.
You make it there without any incident, you know, except for all the incidents so far.
Dare you open?
I'll open.
Okay. Albrecht steps up.
Rah.
Opens.
Or whatever.
We'll say a push. A push is a little bit more dramatic.
Yes.
Push. Doors open. And inside is a circular room. In the center of this room is a pillar, or a pedestal, rather, and sitting on this pedestal is a book. The book is very large. It's probably like 2 feet tall and maybe a foot and a half wide, and pretty thick, like a big tome, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Complete Merriam-Webster's dictionary.
Yep.
Tom Sawyer.
It is gilded in gold and has a big ornate, latch with a big lock with, you know, just your classic skeleton key input.
Careful, those explode.
Yes. It is sitting on a marble pillar, and there is, apparently from nowhere, just light emanating. The room is otherwise featureless. And as you guys enter the room, there is a dark and startling kind of a sizzling sound. And on the opposite side of the room, you see this green and black miasma appear. And as it fades away, there is a young lady. She's got long red hair and is wearing a very conservative sort of velvet long dress. Greetings, travelers.
Hello.
Ma'am? She acknowledges, he bows, but she doesn't bow very deeply, but she's not impolite. Well, you may address me as the Green Maiden. I am one of the fold of the Lord of Secrets. My lord, decided that, acquiescing to the course of action that you have been proposing to the other gods was likely in our best interest, but of course was not about to be the one to not ask for anything in return, or have anything in return. So, rather than go through all the pleasantries and formalities of getting you here, and whether you decided to agree or not, he just decided to skip past all of those. What you see here is a book which contains many divine and eldritch secrets. This tower has been protected by spirits of good and order for millennia, and Lord Vecna wants the contents of this book to remain a secret. So he needs it destroyed.
Is there any specific method that we have to use to destroy this?
Destroying it would be relatively easy. All you need to do is perform a ritual of destruction, and the book will break apart as would any other magic item.
Why does he need our help to do that?
Oh, well, she looks around and says, well, there's other than the pillar, there's nothing here for me to demonstrate. I'm not actually here. I'm just projecting. Vecna and his fold are not allowed into this place.
So really, we would just need to get this out of here and deliver it to Vecna?
No. Destroy it.
Sure.
You don't even have to deliver it.
Can you destroy it? Do you have the proper ritual?
I can make it happen.
So this is a book of good that someone evil wants us to destroy.
It's a book of secrets.
It's the book itself is not good, but it's currently in the possession of good.
Okay.
I don't, do I? Never mind, I don't have disenchant.
No, that's alright. It's thematically appropriate for you to go learn it real quick.
Just for this one shot.
If you spend the money on it.
And we can't take parts of Torque's smoldering body and set the tome on fire.
No, you actually need a ritual to destroy it. In return, of course, Lord Vecna will aid you in your cause. My Dark Lord does not wish to make it known at this point whether he has an army or not, or a navy. So he would not provide military force, but he would provide information. And if there is one thing that Lord Vecna has in spades, it's information. This is information that could very well turn the tide for you.
I say we do it.
As much as I am loath to do any favor for him, I'm not seeing this as a particularly troublesome situation. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick up the book.
Okay. When you pick up the book, the light feels tingly. Like you can actually feel it. There's an energy there, but you pick up the book just fine without any problems.
It's glowy.
Yep. And the book does have, as you move it away, it doesn't have a glow of its own, but when it gets close to a source of light, it kind of sympathizes with it. So she's looks over at the book, looks over at you all, and says, when that book is destroyed, you will receive a packet. When you open that packet, you will have the information
or you will have certain very specific information about your enemy, but that is time sensitive. So once you receive the packet, you do not want to open it until you need it, and then the information you need. Because if their information changes, the packet will not change as well.
Interesting.
And if any of us were to read this book?
You can't.
It's locked.
It is locked. And we've already destroyed the secret of how to open it.
So why are you worried about the book anymore?
It's still around.
What's in it?
Potions, mystical spells, banishing, summonings, things like that.
Who wrote it?
I believe it was somebody named Octavian.
If you can do it, be done with it.
Very well.
Okay. Take it out.
Start, yeah.
Do the
lighting
ritual.
Lighting the candles, inscribing the circle, doing the chants. And
okay. Who's keeping track of the loot for this party? Let's say Kat.
I think it's got to be Kat, because I don't think we...
Oh my gosh, that's 20 gold
on
me.
I've got 639 gold written down here.
So I think we reached keeping a track of it individually for this group.
Okay.
Because Ket wanted his own individual share.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Torque got a portion of his share for.
Okay.
I've got 639 gold, so.
Give me a second as I do do do.
Loot. This doesn't have any rituals, does it?
Okay. Destroying the book gives you 2,100 points of residuum.
What's it going to cost them to get the ritual itself?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No one has it up.
Here, I'll look it up.
Alright.
Oh, I guess I could have.
What are you looking for?
Disenchant.
Is that under the player's guide?
Yeah. It should be in the player's handbook.
Cool.
Disenchant magic item, 360 gold.
We can afford that.
Yep.
So we're splitting it, or? How much gold did you say you had?
20.
Oh. So we're not splitting it, obviously.
I don't know. We got it. How much? 360?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. All right. Done.
Okay. And in return, you get 2,100.
Yep, residuums.
Yep.
What's the conversion scale on that?
1:1.
We have 279 gold left in Seven Owls' pocket. But he probably got that from B&B.
Yep. And she said, well, before you start destroying it, she does kind of a... wave at you all and say, when it is destroyed, your allies who are not here will get that information to you. And she points at Torque and says, there's something going on with your armor. And then she fades away.
What?
And sure enough, when you look at Torque's armor, it's got, like, at first you thought that it was, you know, you might have thought that it was probably lava, but there's something that is glowing inside the armor that is just kind of even pulsing at an even rate, just like pulse, 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 pulse.
Check it out.
I'm a Pink Floyd album.
Yes, pulse. Anyway.
You're three of them, apparently.
I'll take 5 anachronism damage points.
Yep.
Yeah, so okay. I guess, yeah. When I get done, you know, disintegrating the book, go check out his armor. Poke it. See what happens. Scientific method.
Yep.
Poke.
Kind of glowy.
Torque hears. Preparing for armor upgrade. Please adjust all straps.
Alright.
Alright, so Torek adjusts his straps, and soon enough the armor begins to glow, and all the little scales and panels rearrange themselves. Some of them part, and there is a panel underneath that could not possibly have been there before without it actually being inside Torque's body. And soon enough, you see an armor that is clearly made of the same materials but looks fairly different. And his razor armor is upgraded by 1 to a razor armor plus 3.
Nice.
Torque is harder to hit.
Yes. Always a good thing.
Yep. So,
what just happened?
You guys eventually managed to find your way out of the tower. And as soon as you are a few steps away from the tower, everything fades out and you find yourselves on the Cirrus Warrior again. And when you make your way to the rooms in Ket's room, there is a big leather folder with a note from the captain that says, "We found this on deck. It was addressed to you." And we'll wrap there.
All right, everybody, there you go. Another epic tale. And, of course, that means no time for questions and answers. Which means, guess what next week's going to be?
All questions!
All questions all the time. All right, well, or maybe not. You'll have to tune in and find out. Why? Because we know that you love Critical Hit, and we do too. Here's hoping all of your dice rolls are
our top five.
Our comic books.
Here's our top five. Here's our top five dice rolls. 20.
So good, it's like you're there!